Hello Saints, just wanted to share something I found today while doing some studying in 1 John 5:18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. So my little short study today, are you touched by the wicked one? Because that word toucheth, found this kind of interesting. In the Greek, it means haptomahi, and it means properly to attach oneself to fasten oneself to adhere to cling to. So my question to you is the enemy adhering to you, fastening to you, clinging to you, saints or seekers? If so, is there an area or part of your life you haven't given over to the Lord? Luke 11:36. If thy whole body therefore be of light, full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. If you leave one part dark in willful sin, it allows the enemy to hold on to you, continually feeding that darkness you don't want to bring into the light. John 3:20-21. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. This willful sinning against God, as 1 John states, is proof they are not born of God, as they would want to leave all sin and flee all unrighteousness when prompted by the Holy Spirit. 1 John 3:8. He that committeth sin, which means continues in sin, is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. But if you resist the devil, flee all appearance of evil, and seek to get all parts of your life into the light, the devil has no hold on you, as you keep yourself from the darkness. James 4:7. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Because the enemy wants to control those who give place to the darkness, which is most professing Christianity, and he can easily manipulate those who don't know the truth and who love the world more than the Lord. James 4:4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So keep yourselves in the love of God, saints. Walk in the light as he is in the light, because then the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Jude 1:21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. 1 John 1:6-7. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. That was my short study on, are you touched by the wicked one? I found that word interesting, toucheth, meaning fastened oneself to, adhere to, cling to. So the enemy is clinging to you. But if you keep yourself from evil, from darkness, from the world, and you hold on to Christ and resist the devil, he won't be able to adhere himself to you, cling to you, touch you, because you give him no foothold, you give him no ground to have a place in your life. Give no place unto the flesh, give no provision unto the flesh, give no place for the devil. That's what we're called to do, is keep ourselves from the devil, because he can grab hold on you, adhere to you when you have parts of your life that are still in darkness, that you don't want brought into the light. You're in willful sin. He can use that to keep feeding that darkness. He'll never get more light. Things will be blurry. Things will be confusing. We talked about that fog of the flesh a little while back. And that's exactly what Satan wants, because God is not the author of confusion. So if you're sitting there and you're like, I'm really confused, that's not of God. God is all light, no part dark. He's the Father of lights. He makes everything clear. But it's us who hold on to the darkness, us who hold on to sin, then it makes things unclear, it makes things foggy, cloudy, confusing, when we still have a part dark. So make sure you root that out, saints, and the wicked one won't be able to touch you. So I hope this blessed you today. I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.